Hello.
Hey, we got this figured out, I think.
Hi, Gary. Hi. Yes.
Can you see me?
No. No, we don't need to see you. This is just audio only.
Good.
You can say you can say hi to Marie. I have her on too.
This is MC. My name is MC. It's Marie Christine, but I make it easy for you. Yeah? Initials.
There you go.
Okay, and you're Derek, yeah?
No, this is Gary.
Gary.
Gary, sorry. Okay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the thing come across Facebook, and I have a story that I've been trying to get out. We've been doing it slowly, but we're outlets like this are going to be perfect.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I should have been doing this every single week because a lot of the times I do want guests on, but some of the people I ask, they say, yes, I'll come on. And then for some reason they can't, they just get scared or something. I don't know, but give us a little bit of background about yourself, Gary.
Well, I've been a commercial fisherman for the last 40 years, fished all up and down the Pacific coast, and, more or less got railroaded out of the fishing community through regulations.
Wow.
And when I started seeing what was happening, I stood up. And the more I stood up, the harder the government agencies came at me. And I went through the Senate, went through Congress, and just exposing a whole lot of bad stuff that was going on in the fisheries. And nobody seemed to care.
Yep.
Well, it was all based on it's illegal for a foreign-built ship to come into U.S. waters and to fish. It has to be built in the USA to be able to fish. They had the same problems in the oil rig cleanups and stuff. The foreign ships couldn't come into our waters and operate.
I have a question to you. Are there any fish left?
Well, the fish are coming back in full force.
Okay.
It's all based on the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's PDO. And it's a 33-year cycle. That's why 33 years ago, Jerry Brown was screaming global cooling.
Yeah.
And that's all based on the sun's solar max. Every 11 years, 1 month, the
11
sun
years.
Changes magnetic poles.
Yes, it there's solar cycles. The solar flares are
three
most
of those
powerful.
Cycles is a La Nina, and three of the cycles is an El Nino.
El Nino, yes.
And the sardine data and the anchovy data show that every time they take a core sample for the oil rigs. It
yes.
shows the 33-year cycle, which is a warming and cooling trend.
Yes. I'm not trying to discount your story, your 40-year story, Gary, or anything like that, but each and every industry in America has that same story. You can pick the CPS, Child Protective Services, or you can pick the FDA, or doesn't really matter. You can pick an agency, or you can pick an industry, and each and every one of them has the same story that you do. People are coming out and saying that this is wrong, that they're doing this illegally or whatever the case is. Each and every one has the same story.
Yeah, well, it's because it's a cycle. But, you know, where I was going with all of this was the fishing boats coming down out of Canada and being sold to the U.S. fishermen. And the falsification of paperwork was to break the Jones Act.
Each and every
because once the Jones Act is broken, our military is forced to ride on UN ships. And then the UN takes over our military, and then it opens the door for the UN to come onto U.S. soil.
Well, the UN has been given the U.S., the Congress and the Senate and the presidency has been giving more and more power to the UN each and every year. Yes. But go ahead and continue on though, Gary.
Well, you know, it's the things I've seen studying why the fisheries were getting shut down and why they were allowing all this. It wasn't making any sense. So I started digging and digging and digging. And the more I dug, the more it showed our government dumped millions of tons of nuclear waste and nuclear materials all in our oceans. And we couldn't understand why they were closing down our fishing areas. Well, they started renaming the chemical munition dump sites as marine sanctuaries to cover it all up. And I started looking back and shoot, the players when they were dumping it was Jerry Brown's dad and Al Gore's dad and John McCain's dad and Julie Packard's dad were the ones allowing the nuclear waste to be dumped, and they were getting rich off of it.
It's for a sure. small club, and we are not in it.
That's
like
right.
I said.
That's yeah. called standard operating procedure. Exactly.
Yeah, it was just so, you know, after we bombed Hiroshima, all of our nuclear arsenal was dumped in the ocean. Well, it was funny because just recently they came on and they started talking about Watergate because they brought some Watergate guy on the Mueller reports. They hired David Packard from Hewlett Packard Computers to cover up Watergate. And they've hired Julie Packard, his daughter, to cover up Spygate, the Clinton gate. And before Bill Clinton left office, he gave her millions of taxpayers' dollars, and then Monterey Bay Aquarium gave the money back to him to start the Clinton Foundation, which was the global warming lie. And if she's in charge of NOAA and National Marine Fisheries and controlling the whole Pacific Coast waterways, she knows all about that Pacific decadal oscillation. And she started the GMO frankenfish back when the farm fish salmon industry took out the whole California salmon industry. Bob Dole was the head of the Chilean salmon farms. It just goes on and on and on. And that's just the fishing industry. You know, all the other industries. And it's the same people. It's the same DNA.
Yes.
Gary, have you ever heard the George Carlin skit? The one where he says that it's a big club and you're not in it?
Yes.
I learned that when I went up against the fishing game.
Okay, we're back. I lost my power and I lost my internet, and it took me 2 reboots to get it all back. So welcome back, Gary. Let's talk.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
Let's talk alone.
Good. Now, we gave a summary of stuff. Is there anything you want me to backtrack on?
Yes, a lot of it. I didn't really catch most of it because you were getting interrupted.
Well,
I know you're a 40-year fisherman. I want to hear about this.
I spent 4 years at sea, and I studied the tides, and the fish only bite on the tides.
Uh-huh.
And once the tide stops, the fish quit biting. Well, people do the same thing. That's why you could be a fisher of men. It's just the story that's there. There's so much in that story, whether it's true or fake, I don't know. But there's pieces, not just in Christianity, but all religions. There's truth in every one. And the pieces, if they get put together correctly, it's amazing. But the missing piece of the puzzle for all this is the tide and the calendar. And it's what throws everybody out of balance. It's, you know, but that's what the Catholic Church did. They did it on purpose. And it's the banking. See, with 12 months, you're always behind. You're always a borrower. But on a 13-month calendar, you're always ahead. You're always a lender. And you can base it on interest.
That's the key there. That goes back to the Emperor Justinian with the lender and the receivers and the borrower.
Yeah, and it's all based on that calendar, which was the first calendar before religion started, when everybody was in harmony with the energy that we refer to as God.
Yes.
The Mayans, the Indians, the ancient Hebrew, ancient Arabic, the Sanskrit.
Well, this
before numbers.
You see, all of the things that we deal with today go back 6,000 years. Go back.
Yes.
We're living in what's called the rape culture. There was a time where men and women coexisted without all of this feminism or I don't know, just pick one of these stupid finding points that society has.
It's the compass magnet. It's the duality. It's the red side and the blue side of the compass magnet. It's the masculinity and the femininity. Right. But it's still one.
Right. Exactly.
And it's interesting because the fertility cycle, see, what it boils down to is eternal life is DNA. DNA is the fertility cycle. The fertility cycle's the gravitational pull, and you can see it in the tide. And the story that Jesus was telling was all based on tidal movements, that expansion and contraction, and the fertility cycle. You know, you can get more done in an hour and a half, 2 hours of the day if the tide's right, than you can in an eight-hour day because of production. Same with learning. We send our kids to school, but they aren't learning anything through the six-hour low tide. It's like a dead zone.
So when is the high tide?
Businesses are that way in everything.
So when is the high tide?
Well, you have two high tides a day and two low tides a day, except on a transit. When the planetary system moves, then you only have one tide or two. Yeah, one tide during the 24-hour period instead of two on the high tides. And it's really interesting. You can sit there and watch the tide chart and actually be an astrologer at the same time, because when a tide chart changes, that's an astrological change.
Uh-huh.
Call it a transit.
I love to fish myself, so I'd like to. This is interesting to me.
And it's so awesome because you don't even need a tide chart. Once you get in harmony with it, you can tell by the birds and the wind and the animals. And a dog has a receptor on the roof of his mouth, like a barometer that tells what the tide is. And it's one of the only domesticated creatures that are still in harmony with the universe. That's why it's G-O-D and D-O-G. It's the opposite.
How does that affect dogs?
Well, the dog knows when to be alert and when not to. It knows when to eat and when not to. You know, you feed a horse, the horse is going to eat. You can feed a dog and it won't eat until the tide's right. Fish do the same thing. You can feed the fish, but if the tide's not right, they aren't going to feed.
Uh-huh.
Well, the people are the same way, too. The story about Jesus feeding the 1,000 people, well, those 1,000 people, when they left their homes, they weren't saying, I'm just going to stop at McDonald's or Jack in the Box and get something. They left their homes loaded down with food.
Yeah.
But food was so precious back then. If anybody knew they had food, they'd get jumped and mugged.
Uh-huh.
So Jesus set everybody down into small groups, small families, small communities. And when he shared his food, they shared theirs. And it ended up there was plenty for everybody because the small group, the people brought their food out and shared with the other people in the small group. But if it was a big, large group, there would have been riots.
Sure, sure. You don't really need your video.
The demise of the Incan Empire happened was it got so big that there were just riots. They couldn't control it because they couldn't keep people separated in small groups.
Yeah. You don't really need your video. You could turn that off. It'll save on you.
I don't even know what's going on. This is all new to me. So
that'll save on your bandwidth. That'll save on your... Is there some sort of a computer program that can keep track of the tides? Or?
Well, you can. Depending on what state you are or where you're at, you go to the closest water point in the ocean, and you punch in that location, and then you can determine by miles and time what time it comes through. But you can sit out in your backyard if you're in a rural area, and you can hear the ambulances and the fire trucks, and you know the tide just turned.
Uh-huh.
Because of heart attacks, because the tide went to that extreme. And it's just an extreme high tide and extreme minus tide during the two spring tides on one moon cycle. The emergency rooms can tell you, the police giving tickets. If you have an extreme high tide at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can probably figure bank robberies and stuff like that. The school shootings, they're all attached to the tides because each person is their own individual universe. And depending on the minerals and salinities in each individual, that extreme tide and minus tide affects each person differently.
Okay. But my question is, do fish bite at the high tides every day, twice a day?
Yes. Well, okay. It depends. If at night, the tuna go down deep and feed at night in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And I troll on the during the daytime. But they up to a slack tide. As soon as the tide goes slack, they go off the bite. They didn't disappear. They didn't fall off the face of the earth. They just don't bite anymore.
Right.
And you can see that in every business. The herd moves on the tide. And once you know that, you know, the restaurants would know when to be staffed. You know, a church only makes money 2 weeks out of the month because it's low tide for 2 weeks and they don't have the parishioners show up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's just the herd moves on the tide. It's
well, it's you
know, production is on the tide.
It said that there are two things that hurt churches: good weather and bad weather.
There you go. Yep, two things. But it has nothing to do with that. It's the gravitational pull through that time zone where people say, "I'm not getting out of bed," or "Hell, they've been up for hours and ready to run laps."
Uh huh.
You know, it's like jet lag. Jet lag's all based on the tide because there's no place on the earth the tide's the same. You could be standing 5 feet away from me and the tide's different. It might be so fast we couldn't fathom the quickness.
Right,
but
right.
But it still comes through at a different time. And Isaac Newton was able to figure that out using numbers and did the mathematical equation of the whole universe, which we've been using the GPS system ever since. And we've been using this tide system. Well, the GPS system goes off because the Earth's coming off its axis. It's moving off its axis.
Uh-huh.
It's wobbling. But the tides have been dead nuts for 300 years. Until now, because now everything's changing. And during this pole flip, south will be north and north will be south. Well, that means the north node will be more prevalent. So it'll be true north, a real true north. Well, the truth will set you free. That real true north will put us back in harmony.
Now,
the Native Americans seen it because the sun and the moon were rising and setting in different locations.
Okay.
You know, it's showing all this. NASA knows it. They know this is getting ready to take place. You know, yeah. It's way beyond my comprehension, but, you know, I studied the sun doing it so much that it only makes sense the Earth's going to do it too.
Uh-huh. Have you ever thought about putting a PowerPoint presentation together?
Well, we got one video out called Groovin' with McGarry, and it was done a few years back when I first got my phone. I didn't know how to do any of it. It was just I was trying to get the words down for a book we were starting to write, and then went through a...
You can start.
I stopped.
You can start it your own YouTube channel and go YouTube live videos. It's not very hard to do. You just...
Well, we're getting ready. We have a actual movie production team wanting to come in and videotape me.
Uh-huh.
And start doing this. We just finished a news article called Kiss the Fish Goodbye. And it's through Coop Films, coopfilms.org. And it's all about the dumping of the nuclear waste and the overthrow of our oceans and the GMO frankenfish coming in. The corruption of the government, more or less, the whole part of the,
yeah,
from the late 40s till now, it's a little short story about all that. It's called Kiss the Fish Goodbye. We got that done, and we've had so many life problems here in the last 2 years, but I knew to get away from the Pacific coast, so I live out in the middle of the desert now. I'm out in Newberry Springs, out in the middle of the desert, because I don't think the San Andreas Fault will go first. I think the Cascadal Fault's going to go. But as soon as it goes,
in New York?
San Andreas will go.
In New York?
No, in California.
No, the Cascade. Oh, okay.
The Cascadal Fault, up in Oregon and Washington and into Canada.
Ah, okay. Okay.
The Cascadal Subzone. That's all getting ready to take off. Mount Shasta's getting ready to blow. There's just so much going on the Pacific coast.
Yeah.
Yellowstone's been acting up. You know, it's just on and on and on. But I wasn't happy with what I was seeing on the coast, so I sold the business out and ran from the coast. I live inland now, right there by Las Vegas, more or less.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And just to get away from the chaos, because it's not going to be the earthquake, it's going to be the chaos aftermath of everybody running around trying to take everything, and there's not going to even be electricity. You know, it's just the FEMA camps are going to be lined up to start pulling people out, and it's just on and on. It's just, it's almost scary what it's got to. You know, the government, with, they've dumped so much nuclear waste and hid it, and then they've told us they're going to make everything green. It's going to be healthy and wonderful. Nuclear waste has a 24,000-year half-life.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
No, 24,000-year half-life of nuclear waste. Yeah. Half-life. Well, Thomas Bearden, which made the motionless generator, which we should all have free energy right now. This electricity thing is
perpetual motion machine?
Yeah, a motionless generator, Thomas Bearden.
Oh, wow.
He also invented a way to neutralize nuclear waste in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And the government's covered it all up.
Yeah. I've actually talked to other scientists out there in Utah. I haven't been able to reach him in about 3 years, but he said, yeah, they could have. There is a way to neutralize nuclear waste within, you know, days.
You do it with magnets. All you do is you pull whatever.
Just regular magnets?
Whether it's a negative or a positive, and you pull it in, and then you flip it.
And then do what with it, though?
Well, it's neutralizers. It's stasis. There's nothing there.
Well, I'm sure the government knows about this.
Oh, they do. They covered it up.
Sure. Just like everything.
They've been making millions, and it's all, exactly. You know, just like going to war.
Well, plus it's also killing people, too, though.
Well, that's why we don't know any of Tesla's papers. That's why, you know, Isaac Newton hid all his stuff, because it was all going after Roman Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
Because the calendar.
Yep. Exactly right there.
And it's all, and everybody's all, he was a Freemason.
The same with, what's his name? Michelangelo.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, they were all Freemasons because it was all numbers. And all these people today, they're all... Their egos are so big, and, you know, I do everything I can to control mine. It comes out and growls every now and then. But, you know, I try so hard to, you know, all the stuff I'm telling you, I've been shown this.
Uh-huh.
I didn't just someday come up and say, ta-da. I had no schooling, no nothing. I got a smartphone, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night doing mathematical equations.
Uh-huh.
And if you take 28 days, 13 months, 364 days a year, and just go 2 times 8 times 1 times 3 times 3 times 6 times 4. I know it's kind of out there, but it comes out at 3, 4, 5, 6, which is calculus, which is Isaac Newton's calculus to prove that that's a true number. If the numbers don't come out as calculus when you're adding stuff up, if there's not some form of indication of a repetition, whether it's 1, 2, 1, 2, or 3, 4, 5, 6, or 5, 9, 2, 592, whatever, you can see a repetition. Well, the repetition that comes out is 99999, because you got to go beyond 9 to 10 to become 1, because 10 is not a number. Well, if 10's not a number, how can there be 12 tribes of Israel?
Right.
That's part of what, you know, there were 13 tribes of Israel because the tribe of Dan, but they didn't want that because the mom of Dan wasn't a true Jew, but there's nowhere in the Old Testament that talks about true Jew women, only true Jew men.
Right. Well, they're not Jewish anyways. The people over in Israel, they're Khazarian, and they're Ashkenazi.
Well, they're Hebrew. They're Jew. They aren't Hebrew.
Right.
Is what it really is. And the Catholics have manipulated it and bastardized all of it, because they didn't take the last four letters of the Greek alphabet. They only took the last three letters,
uh-huh,
which is Christ's spiritual energy, Chi, Psi, Omega. Well, if you take the number 22 times 23 times 24, it's 12144. Well, that's the whole concept of the Jewish religion, 12 tribes and 144,000.
Yeah.
And if you take the 22 and make that a 4, the 23 and make it a 5, and the 24 and make it a 6, and go 4 times 5 times 6, that's 120. So there's the whole concept of the Jewish religion right there, are the last three letters of the Greek alphabet. But they left out the golden ratio, because the golden ratio is Christ's spiritual energy, and the golden ratio is the tide chart, because that tide chart has been exact to the second.
Yeah.
And it's just numbers, but the numbers only go 1 to 9 or 0 to 9, unless it's a double number, and then it's a master number, which is 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3. And it's ancient Negeri math. Now, when I first started this, my video is called Grooving with Negeri, because I was told no self, no ego, no Gary. So I went Negeri. Well, 4 years later, I found out Negeri was the very first mathematical system that used numbers. And I had all these whiteboards all over the house with all these numbers scribbled all over it, because I'd wake up in the middle of the night and just start writing numbers down. It was really strange, really right. Freaky time of my life.
Were you getting downloads? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes. Personal downloads in the middle of the night. Yes, that's why I say I've been showing.
I've gotten this. Downloads too. Yeah.
This isn't stuff that just I just ta-da. I've been purposely designed to be taught this so I can teach it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, but I'm trying to get established. I spent so much time at sea by myself. And it's you know, getting up in a crowd and speaking, no well, problem. I that easy.
Do you
but
have
it's just getting the point where
do you have a laptop or a desktop?
Excuse me?
Do you have a laptop or a desktop?
Well, I got a laptop that we got together with all my tide charts and all my, you know, all the stuff from the boat, all my satellite stuff from the boat is all on my laptop. But I've been trying to isolate each topic because I can wing that and go 1,000 different directions.
Yeah.
Whether it's political, religion, mathematics, yeah, or
exactly what I'm saying, though, you should start podcasting.
Well, it's kind of what our plan is. We're trying to get a place set up for it. But like I say, I had some life problems, divorce and stuff like that, to where I just packed everything up and took off. I was heading to Utah, to Wendover, Utah, to the military base where they did all the training for the Hiroshima bombings, because that's where all my studies were. But all of a sudden, I got dumped in the middle of the desert, Newberry Springs, and there was so much snow up there this year, I'm glad I didn't go up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I got the heat. But it's a dry heat. That's our joke. It's a dry heat.
Right. Right.
But, you know, we're trying to get things together. Like I say, we wrote some stuff. We got, you know, the start of another thing for the fisheries, but I'm not fishing anymore. And it just, I was so involved in it, trying to stop the corruption, and it just wasn't getting nowhere. And I stopped fighting the government because it wasn't doing any good. It's when you're the bottom rung on a ladder and you go up against the guys that are already up on the roof, you don't have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, if Rush Limbaugh and Fox News can't do it, I sure the heck can't.
Well, they're not going to talk about those types of subjects, though. They're going to talk about the political left.
This is so wonderful. I'm so glad I saw this and jumped on it. My wife was looking at me going, what are you doing? And she's the one that got the Skype going and got everything set up, because she knows I'm so hungry for this. And,
uh-huh.
You know, like I say, we got a crew supposed to come in. They're all set up. They wanted me last month, and I'm just not ready yet. And God, I'm still learning so much. But what just came out recently was everything's hooked to Hewlett-Packard computers. And if the software makers had back doors, think what the computer makers have, and think about the elections and how all the voting machines and how
I know
Diane
all about it.
Gary Brown, it's all coming out of California. And
it's all fraudulent.
It's
all fraudulent. I know about it. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the computers that take the votes in, however you are registered, Gary Hardin, if you're a registered Democrat or a Republican. If you're a registered Republican and you happen to vote Democrat, that vote doesn't count as a Democrat. It counts as a Republican vote. And vice versa, if you're a registered Democrat and you vote Republican, it doesn't count as a Democratic vote. It counts as a Republican
I don't think
Republican
any of the
vote.
Votes count at all, because everything's manipulated through the computers.
That,
and they're
that too.
Give us whatever number, and we have to believe it. There's no...
That too.
You know, the checkers are the ones that need to be checked.
That too.
Why Hillary was shocked when she won, but then when she lost, because they had already had it rigged.
Yes.
Well, you know, California's voting more people than registered voters. And nobody does anything. You know? It's just Gavin Newsom's Pelosi's nephew.
Uh-huh.
You know, but nobody talks about it. Pelosi's husband and Feinstein's husband both have different names, and they've just been ramrodding all the government contracts and just hosing the people. And Pelosi and Feinstein have got filthy rich.
Yeah,
they've been in office for 30 years. In my fisheries, the Coast Guard sent me to Feinstein. Well, Feinstein gave it to her worker, which was a Chinese guy. She said that he takes all care of all her stuff. Well, that guy ended up being a Chinese spy that she'd been harboring for 20 years. Well, my fish was going to China.
Yeah.
And Carrie Brown was going to China every other day.
Yep, yep. Well, you know, I think it's been almost every ten-horn dictator that said this, but the one that comes to mind recently in the last 70, 80 years was Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't really matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes.
You got it. Well, it's like Harry Reid's kid got the contract for all the solar fields in Nevada.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now California's producing so much solar energy that we're paying Nevada and Arizona to take our excess electricity. They aren't giving the people a break. We're getting charged more for electricity, but yet we're paying Nevada and Arizona to take our excess, and Nevada and Arizona shut down their solar fields because we're paying them to take it.
Yep.
And it's all Harry Reid's kid.
Yep.
You know? It's just on and on. You know, Joe Biden's kid is so corrupt in all this uranium and Russia. And,
well, they're all corrupt. Know, they're all corrupt.
It's just,
like I said earlier, Gary, I don't.
Trump or not. You know, you're just so, some of the stuff he does, you sit there and say, my God, he's going to destroy us.
Well, you know, I mean, that's why I said earlier, I don't mistake them. I don't call them government anymore. I call them criminal organizations because that's what they are.
The criminal cartel.
Criminal cartels.
Yep. Government, religion, and union cannot survive without sucking the lifeblood out of humanity.
No, they can't. Well, say, Gary, I haven't had any dinner in a while.
This has been wonderful. You know, I could go for hours and days.
Yeah.
If we could separate stuff and get things going, I could put little programs together. Contact me. I'd love, you know, this is my dream. This is what.
Well, we can do that. We can do that. You just need to get you a decent camera. Put on your laptop and then download Skype for your laptop or desktop, whatever you have.
Well, any information I can get and help, it'd be great because this is something I'm doing. This is my deal. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless everybody. Remember, the golden ratio is Christ's spiritual energy. Get attached to the golden ratio and fall in harmony with the universe. And you'll have a smile on your face.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day. Okay, yeah, I do need to get some food in me. I can feel my sugar level starting to drop there a little bit. So thank you for coming out, everyone. I'm going to put a podcast on to finish out the next hour or so. Until next Tuesday, or actually probably going to be Saturday next time you hear me, or Saturday or Sunday, one or the other, and next Tuesday. So thanks, everyone.